Welcome to the Geeks Addict Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what Star Wars Expanded Universe book I should be reading and reviewing next, where you can find my writing, and what books I've been reading and reviewing, and what books I think you should be reading. So summer is upon us, I think. It's late spring or summer. I don't know. I don't pay attention. I don't like the spring or summer. I'm a fall slash winter guy. The sun's out too long. It's hot. It's miserable. I like the cold. I like the leaves falling from the trees. I like drinking my coffee in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening to stay warm and to stay alive. The summer, it's like, oh, just give me my water and my cold coffee, which is not as good as hot coffee. But anyway, moving on. I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on over here. The books that I have read, the reviews that are coming, the books that I'm going to read, that sort of thing. You know, the books that I have read and reviewed recently that you need to go check out if you haven't already is that Star Wars The High Republic, The Rising Storm by Kevin Scott. I really enjoyed it. The book comes out in, you know, just a couple weeks. If you did not like Light of the Jedi, you might like this book better. I found it to be better. It was interesting. Really cool. A lot of cool character moments. The best opener to a Star Wars canon book, period. Maybe even in Legends stuff. I think it's probably the best opener in a Star Wars book. But anyway, the new canon stuff. Somebody asked me. They said, are you done with the Expanded Universe? I've been getting this question on multiple platforms. People are asking me, are you done with the Expanded Universe? Are you done with... I don't know why people are thinking that or asking me that. Because I've always been posting the Expanded Universe book reviews. Just, they're scattered out. When I get new books in that the publisher sends me, those are the priority. I want to get those done. Yeah, views and... people like that stuff. I enjoy getting something in advance to read. It's fun. It's new. It's, you know, the shelf looks great. All hardcover. Everything else is just kind of secondary. Doesn't mean that that I believe the canon is better. That's not at all what I'm saying. I love the Expanded Universe. That is incredible. I would like to read that stuff a lot faster and get through it and review it for you guys a lot sooner. But, you know, I take my time as soon as when I get to reading those Star Wars books. Sometimes the last few in the Expanded Universe really dragged, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to push through more of this before I get to the good stuff, because what I've heard from many other people where I'm at right now in the Clone Wars era, it's going to get really bad. And I don't want to read a bunch of really bad books. It's going to burn me out, and I don't like that. I don't want to feel like it's a chore to get through Star Wars. Even though it is sometimes with the new canon stuff, a lot of the time as well. But The Rising Storm by Kevin Scott, I think it's great. If you're a fan of the canon stuff, you might like it. And there's a couple other new canon books that I have read. One that I'm currently working on. The one that I have read, and I still have not reviewed it yet. I have my review written. I just need to record it and post it. But that would be The Race to Crash Point Tower by Daniel Jose Older. And the one that I'm currently working on, I'm like, you know, not very far into it at all, is Out of the Shadows by Justina Ireland. This one comes out in July, so don't have to really worry about that one right now. But Race to Crash Point Tower, that's coming out in just a couple weeks. Gonna get the reviews done for those for you guys to look forward to if you're a fan of that stuff. Other books that I have read that I have not reviewed yet would be Ian Fleming's Moonraker. I read this, haven't reviewed it. What did I just say? I've read it, haven't reviewed it. And I also read Ian Fleming's Diamonds Are Forever, but have not done my review for it yet either. So falling behind, on my website, I did review the novelization for Gemini Man. I need to record the video for the YouTube viewers so that you guys can... watch that, listen to it if you want to, or listen to it on the podcast, which this is also going to be on a podcast. And for those listening in the podcast, this is also a video on YouTube. So wherever you find me, hope you enjoy it. But I read Gemini Man on my Kindle. I rented it from a library and read it on my Kindle. So I don't own a physical copy of it, but I did read it, and I also read Godzilla vs. Kong. I don't think I posted a review on that one. I think I posted a review on Goodreads, but I'm going to be recording a review for this to post on the channel. And me and Adam from Bryant VRM, I know he's read it, he's going to review it, and I believe that we are going to have a live stream, maybe live stream, discussion on Godzilla vs. Kong, kind of like a Paper Movies thing. We might do that on the Paper Movies channel, which will be fun, and also do our own individual reviews on our own channels. A book for, speaking of Paper Movies, a book that I am reading right now for this month is Hook by Terry Brooks. Now, from what I've heard, this is like the only other novelization that he's done other than Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. No, The Phantom Menace, I think. Right? Yeah. So that discussion is coming. We're going to have a special guest. It's going to be my brother-in-law. He's got a YouTube channel, Michael Bray. You should go check him out. He's a funny guy. But here it is, the one thing that you have been asking me about, the Expanded Universe. Oh, you're going to redo the Expanded Universe? Yes. The Expanded Universe stuff is not going anywhere. It's going to stay on my channel. Like I said, it's constant. That's what I want to do. Expanded Universe. What I would like that to be the primary. But I said, excuse me, I announced that it was going to be Darth Plagueis by James Luceno. I have it in my hand right now. So it's a Legends banner at the top. But then I started wondering, did I speak too soon? Maybe I should put it up to a vote. In fact, I'm going to. Whenever I post this video, this podcast, I'm going to go on Twitter. I'm going to go on YouTube. And I don't know if you can make polls on Facebook. I don't think you can. Maybe you can. But should I read, or you can just comment down below and go vote, whatever. It's clearer when it's a vote. But Darth Plagueis by James Luceno, or do I just read Star Wars The Height of Star Wars The Heart of the Jedi by Kenneth C. Flint? Which one of these Expanded Universe books do I read? Of course, The Heart of the Jedi is not an official Expanded Universe book. It was one of those projects that was canceled. But, you know, it became available on Amazon and then was removed. So, those are the two options that I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say. Which one should I review? I mean, I've read Darth Plagueis, like, twice in the past, but I failed to take notes and I failed to write a review, so I need to revisit that book and figure out, you know, my review. But I don't know. You guys tell me what I should do first. Darth Plagueis or The Heart of the Jedi. You know, and I wanted to say this about the canon stuff. I noticed today, as of this recording, a little quote was pulled from my review on Kevin Scott's website, which is cool, giving praise to The Rising Storm. Something I mentioned in that review, too, is that I'm going to be honest in all my reviews. It's something that you can trust on the Geek Static. Is I'm going to be honest. I'll tell you if I think a book sucks. I'll tell you if I think a book is great. I'm not sucking up to anybody, the new canon stuff. I flat out told, I didn't tell Del Rey, like, oh, this book sucks. It's just in my review. I'll say the book sucks, which I believe they are watching. So, which is good. They need to be watching. They need to get the truth. And I think a lot of people are afraid to give the truth when it comes to the new stuff. You know, if you're a fan of something, a lot of people think that you have to worship everything about it and love it and give it praise. You don't have to. You don't. Some things can suck. And as a fan of Star Wars, I've learned that a lot of it just sucks. Like, you know, the films, the Expanded Universe, the canon, just there's things that are great and there's things that just aren't. And you're a better human being, I think, if you can realize that. Speaking of new canon, again, there is a new release out there. It is the script of Dr. Aphra in hardcover by Sarah Kuhn. It's just like that one that Kevin Scott did for Dooku Jedi Lost. It's just the script written out. It's not in like a novel form, but they put it out there in a hardcover format, which is cool. But the thing that bothers me about it is it is a smaller size. It's not like the full adult novel size, But, you know, at least it is in hardcover, and that people can get their hands on these if they, you know, don't want to listen to an audio drama, which I recommend audio dramas, especially Dooku Jedi Lost. But the Dr. Aphra, I wasn't a fan of it because I already read this story in the comic book line. They just adapted the comic books into a play, and then, you know, we got the printout of it here in hardcover. So that is available everywhere. You can find books if you're wanting that. And I do have a review of the Dr. Aphra audio drama on the channel. And if I remember, I'll post a link to it in the description of this for the YouTube viewers. Another book that I've been reading from not personal reasons, but just like a personal, like, oh, I want to read this for me, and I don't want to have to take notes. I don't want to have to focus really hard on it to write out some review for it. And that is An Echo of Things to Come by James Illington. It's a huge fantasy novel. It's book two, and I've talked about it on the channel before, but, you know, I'm on chapter 13. I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I'm not going to review it, but I'm going to tell you right now. I got Noah from the Quality Autism channel to read the first book. He liked it a lot, and I think he has the second book now, and might have already finished it, or maybe not. I don't know. But he liked it, so, you know, you should go pick it up if you're into fantasy stuff. In that book, I'm taking my time. I'm taking my time on that one. I don't have to be in a rush, which is nice to read something and not have to rush it. And there is no audiobook format for that novel, so, I mean, even if there was, I don't think that I would listen to the audio for it. I like reading fantasy books. It's fun to have that long drug out story and read it in a long drug out manner sometimes. But for the first book, I went through that one in like 2 weeks, which it was incredible. Another book that just came out in paperback, I have read this book. I have reviewed it on the channel, and you need to go check out that review. You need to go check out this book. I know a lot of you are here for the Star Wars content, but I'm very, very, very picky when it comes to picking, like, or reading horror novels, and I've stumbled onto a few authors in the horror genre that you need to check out. You need to check out Grady Hendrix. You need to check out Clay McLeod Chapman. Those two authors have incredible stories that they're telling. This paperback novel is from Grady Hendrix. It is the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires. You know, there was a time whenever this came out, I was talking about it nonstop. When I was doing the live streams every week, I was just going on and on about this book. It's fantastic. And what's really cool about the paperback edition, okay, it's like the same size as the hardcover, but it's paperback. It has a bunch of extra bonus material in this book. It has a map of the town that the book takes place in. It's, you know, a book club. It's in the title, book club. It has a list of all the books that this book club was reading back in 1993. It's got a special letter that was written to a character. It's very cool. I highly recommend it. And there's a lot more other material here. I just stumbled over my words completely, and I don't even know what I said. There's a lot more other material in this book that's not included in the hardcover. So if you like that kind of thing, you definitely need to check this book out. You would not regret reading Grady Hendrix or Clay McLeod Chapman. He just released Whisper Down the Lane, which is also reviewed on this channel. Which, Whisper Down the Lane, man, that book gave me anxiety. It made me nauseous. It was fantastic. It made me angry. That's what you need in a horror book. And I think you need to go get that book, too. That one's, you know, hot off the press. As well. I think it came out in April, I believe. So you need to go check that out. I am also reading something else. I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a series of books, and I'm not going to tease it other than just saying that it's I don't have any physical copies of it. I've been reading it on my Kindle or listening to the audiobook version while I work. So I'm trading off between the two, because I feel that if I just strictly listen to it, it's like cheating. I have to read something so I could say, yes, I read it. You know what I mean? Surely I'm not the only person out there that believes that. Maybe I am. I don't know. But I'm having fun with this book that I'm reading and listening to. And once I get done with that series, hopefully I meet my deadline for that one, I'm going to release all of that content and reviews for those all at the same time. I think it'll be a lot of fun. Maybe it'll go well. Maybe it'll be a flop, but we'll see. I don't think it'll be a flop. Surely it's not going to be a flop. But maybe when time gets closer and I've made it through a lot more books, maybe then I'll give you a little teases. But I'm still going to push through the James Bond books. I've posted a James Bond book haul not too long ago. Clearly not that popular. even the reviews on the channel for the James Bond stuff, not very popular, but I like reading it. And if I'm going to read it, I might as well review it. And those James Bond books, they're fast to get through. They're really fun. Also, you know, like I said, the couple of the horror books that I have read and reviewed, I highly recommend them. The James Bond stuff, so far, I highly recommend those. Very fun, and it's different. It's a break from Star Wars. I mean, for you guys, tell me in the comments, what do you read other than Star Wars books? Do you take breaks from Star Wars books? What is it that you use as like a refresher so that you take your break, you read it, and then you come back to Star Wars feeling rejuvenated? You're like, oh yeah, I'm ready to dive back into another Star Wars book, which is why I do these. Another thing that I've been doing is writing. I've always wanted to write a book. It's one of my dreams. I would love to be published one of these days. I've got many notebooks, many journals, many handwritten things, typed out things. I've got files all over my computer of stories, short stories, longer stories, unfinished stories. Most of them, almost all of them are unfinished. I have this dream. I have it to be published. I want to be an author. And, you know, as a reviewer, I get sucked into like reading everybody else's art, and it's cool, but it also sucks because you're seeing these people put their ideas on paper. They're getting bound into books and people absorb it and they love it. I want to do that. I want to make people happy. I want to show my story, you know, that's been locked up in my mind. I've got a lot of different things. I've got horror. I've got fantasy. I've got some science fiction stuff. All this crazy stuff that I have that I just need to sit down and focus and get it done. I just, you know, lack confidence, really. And that's not good if you want to be a writer. But, yeah, I wrote a little micro fiction. It might be called flash fiction. I said that. I used flash fiction when I asked somebody to read it. And they read it and they thought, oh, I was a little confused because I thought you said flash, like flash fan fiction from the comic books. No, micro, I think, is the proper term, but flash, micro, whatever. It's under 500 words. It's really short. I just did it to get back into the flow of the writing so I can get back into my story mode to finish the fantasy. The fantasy one is I've got a lot on the fantasy stuff. I've built a world. I've got the maps. I've got flags. I've got designs, names, countries, everything. I've got it all. But I don't have the story 100% complete in my brain, so I don't know how to throw it out on paper. I've got to figure it out. I got to do it because it's a dream that I've had for a very long time to get that done. But this flash fiction, I don't know where to post it. People have read it. They say they like it. But I'm that kind of person that if you're going to tell me it's good, I think you're probably lying. So hearing, you know, I can't imagine what authors go through when they hear people give reviews, honest ones, where they're like saying the positive and the negative. You know, do they believe it 100% when someone says that it's awesome? Probably, because it's strangers. Strangers aren't looking at my stuff. I've only shared it with a few handful of people that are like, hey, tell me, honestly, what do you think of this? And they're like, oh, that sounds great. That sounds awesome. It's like, but tell me the bad, please. It makes it hard to continue when you get that kind of feedback because you want someone to say, it sucks. And then you're like, okay, so maybe it's just okay. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I've got this little micro fiction. It's under 500 words, and I want to post it somewhere. I'm going to post it on my website. I will post it on my website, and I will post the link here on the YouTube channel description, in the description box, and on the podcast, if you'd go over to thegeeksaddict.com, maybe go over to thegeeksaddict.com, and I'll have it on my, a little link to the author page. I should probably design that before I post this episode, so that when you guys go over there, the story is actually there. I think that would be great. I'm going to do that. So that's what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to throw it out there, and I'll see if I can have a comment box. And I really, seriously, give me your honest feedback. That'd be great if you guys would do that. I know many people probably didn't make it this far into this episode. But if you did, please go over, read it, tell me what you think. And be honest. I mean, if you like it, great. If you don't like it, just read it. Review it like you're reading a real story. I mean, it is a real story. It's just under 500 words. So, that's what else I've been doing. The writing. And eventually, I'll get that big old fantasy story done. I've got a horror story that I've been working on, too. It's a lot of fun. And creating YouTube videos and doing the recording for the podcasts are fun. I like that stuff. I wish I could do it full time. I wish that I had the time to do that. Having three kids, you know, it's, you know, five mouths to feed in this house total. Gotta have a job, so time is limited to be able to do what I want. You know, reading takes time, reviewing takes time, filming videos takes time, writing takes time. Everything just takes up so much time. So, it's like with my music. I've got guitars hanging all over the walls. I don't really spend time playing instruments anymore. You know, I was playing down the street at the church, but I just don't have time, you know. It's not cool. But eventually everything will even out, hopefully, in the end. And I'll have a lot of time to do everything that I want. But I think that is going to do it for this video. I have some books over here next to me that I would like to show you all in a video sometime. So look forward to all the future content, all those book reviews that are coming, the Godzilla vs. Kong, the James Bond stuff. You got a few of the High Republic books coming. I'm most likely going to get a better look at the paperback version of the Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires. And, you know, the Expanded Universe books. You tell me which one you want me to read and review first, Darth Plagueis or The Heart of the Jedi. That is on you. Let me know, and I'll appreciate it. So thanks for listening. Have a good one. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a good rating. Share it all over the place. Share it with your friends. Find me on social media at The Geeks Attic. Have a good one.